Confessions of a Trainwreck. Commandment number 128. Thou shalt remember that the key to confidence is knowing all the right hacks. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Confessions of a Trainwreck. I'm Phoebe, your podcast host, aka Queen of the Trainwrecks, who is thrilled to be back in your ears for another week. Or back in your speakers for another week if you're listening in the car. Now, this week, I am so excited to bring back a returning guest who you guys absolutely loved last time she was on, probably just over a year ago now, I'd say. And I honestly still remember the absolute slew of DMs that I got in response to this particular episode. So please join me in welcoming back former journalist, TikTok sensation, and voice coach extraordinaire, Sally Prosser. So just for some context, I actually met Sally at an event that she hosted last year called Find Your Voice, and I was so enamored by both her and her event that I immediately got her on the podcast and we did an episode called Vocal Tips to Help You Slay at Work. I'll pop the link in this week's show notes if you want to go back and give it a listen, because it was chock full of amazing tips and tricks about how to use your voice to your advantage, particularly in the workplace. Fun fact, Sally is also my neighbour. She literally lives in the apartment building directly across the road from mine. So I thought, what better time to get her back on the show? This week's episode was also actually inspired by an episode that she did on her own podcast, which is called That Voice Podcast, which I highly, highly recommend that you listen to. I'll pop the link in this week's show notes, along with links to her website, Instagram, and TikTok, where she has a casual 236,000 followers. Okay, well, welcome back to the podcast, Sally. It has been about 12 months since you were last on?
I can't believe it's been that long, but it's so great to be back on.
I'm so happy to have you. And can we just talk quickly before we get started about how you have discovered TikTok fame since I last saw you?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I was on TikTok since the start of last year, but I really didn't know what I was doing. And I had about 45 followers. And that was literally the 45 people I personally knew who had TikTok. And then one day, I had this long day of doing a workshop and something else. I threw the phone up and did this really angry video that said, don't do these three things if you want to sound competent, confident, and credible. And I think I really triggered a lot of people with this because it went crazy. And I was getting about 10,000 new followers a day at one stage.
Are you serious?
Like, it was crazy. If the growth at that time had have continued to now, I would be at like about 2 million.
Oh my God. Isn't it crazy?
Spoiler alert, I'm not. It definitely plateaued.
Isn't it crazy? Because I have about 80 followers on TikTok. I'm nowhere near your status, but when you put up a video sometimes they'll flop and you'll get a couple of views. But then when you watch the ones that really take off and you've refreshed the page and it's like hundreds of likes a second and you're like, where are these people coming from? Like, it's such a different game to Instagram or Facebook or anything that you're used to operating.
Yeah, it's a lot more equality. Anybody can go viral straight away on TikTok because I find on Instagram, let's not talk about Instagram. That's not really my forte. But from what I can tell, you're usually scrolling the feed of people that you already follow.
Yes.
Whereas on TikTok, you're scrolling this thing called the For You page. Yes. And so you're constantly seeing
#FYP.
Yes, I know what that is. I usually have to Google lots of the words that come up though, because somebody said, I'm totally simping on you.
What?
And I was like, what does that mean?
I have no idea.
Anyway, so I had to Google simping and, oh, look, please, somebody out there, you're going to be cracking up at this conversation going, how old are you? 35,
simpin',
by the way.
Simping? I'm 31 and I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, so anyway, I wrote to the guy and I was like, oh, I had to Google that, but I hope that's in a good way. He's like, don't worry, it's in a really good way. Still don't know what it means.
Oh my God. Well, you're so simping that you were... Was it Sunrise or the Today Show?
Sunrise.
Sunrise for your TikToks.
Yeah.
How did that happen? That is the craziest thing.
Yeah, I think that had a bit to do with the fact that I used to be in journalism and so I have a lot of contacts.
There you go. It's who you know.
It's who you know, but it's also... I haven't made a secret of being on TikTok.
No.
Like, pretty much everybody that I meet, I tell them about it. And so because I'm one of the people that come to mind... then it's been good for PR.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect segue then into what I want to talk to you about today, which is confidence hacks, because I was actually listening to your podcast. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Sally's podcast, I will pop the link to it in this week's show notes. So check it out. I highly recommend it. I listened to one of your episodes and you talked about five of your own personal confidence hacks, and they are five of the best confidence hacks I have ever heard. So I wanted to kind of go through them with you today. I have three of my own that I'll add in as well. They're nowhere near as good as yours, but I try.
Well, the thing about a hack is you've got to find what works for you.
100%.
Because you're going to hear Phoebe's and you're going to hear mine and think, what? I'm not going to do that.
And hopefully at least one will resonate with you.
Absolutely.
At least one. So should we start with one of yours?
Sure. I'll start with probably the easiest one to do. And that is have a shell.
Right.
You're in a rut. You're feeling flat. You don't even know why. This happened to me the other day. For some reason, you're just not feeling on your A game. And you're doubting yourself and you're going down this rabbit warren of this is bad, and then this is bad, and this is bad. Mm-hmm. And you're really feeling sluggish and you just want to eat chocolate and sit in front of the TV.
Yeah.
But I find having a shower and getting in the water really can snap you out of it.
Yeah.
And get out, maybe blow dry your hair, maybe put a bit of makeup on.
Do you think
put
it's
on
something,
some high heels.
I love that. Do you think it's something cathartic about, and this is so lame and probably a little bit too literally metaphoric, but washing the bad energy off your body even?
Yeah, absolutely. I've gone totally woo-woo this year.
Oh, good. Me
so
too.
I'm like really into this. And I even pray to the water in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. Like I've done this year a workshop with a water priestess.
No
and
way.
You had a bowl of water. You're going, oh, God.
No, really I love this. I'm going to try this when I go home.
And it was just sort of a mantra that you talk to the water and you pray to it. And it is a moving body. We are made up of so much water. Mm. So how many times do you get a great idea in the shower?
So many.
So often you'll be in the shower and go, oh, I know what to do.
Everything's better in the shower. Your voice is better in the shower.
That's
your
true.
Singing voice is better yeah. in the shower.
Totally true. And absolutely, it can wash over you. There is power in water.
Mm. I actually said to someone the other day, and this in a completely non-sadistic way, there is something so cathartic about being underwater, whether that's a pool or a shower or in the ocean. When you, I think it's wetting your hair as well, when your whole body is wet.
Yeah, I did a city cave float for the first time on the weekend.
I have always wanted to do one of those. How was it?
It was amazing.
I'm scared of feeling a bit too claustrophobic.
Oh, no.
You don't?
Not at all. No,
do you have to close the
lid? It would be like a bad solarium.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh my gosh. Still remember there's this horror movie, I'm sure, where she couldn't get out and then
yeah,
she just gets
I'd say it's Final Destination.
Right. No, it's not like that at all. So you open the door, you go into a room and you've got a little place for your stuff. You've got an open shower and it's a pool.
Lovely.
And so I'd highly recommend it, just floating there in 400 kilograms of magnesium.
Mm-hmm. That is so blissful. I'm definitely going to try that. Well, I mean, I've already said before, yours are much better than mine, but my first confidence hack is to wear an outfit that you already know that you feel good in. Now, I feel like we all have those outfits in our wardrobe that are just kind of your feel-good outfits that you tend to wear on like a first date or before a big presentation, because the less worried you are about your appearance and the more comfortable you are, the more you'll just focus on kind of the job at hand, whatever that may be. And I feel like I have done this several times before. If you're about to go into a big job interview or a first date or whatever your big duty is that day, the last thing you should do is experiment with a new style or a new makeup trick or a new hairdo, because that ends in disaster. And we have all done that before.
Yes. I tried a new mascara that I didn't realize wasn't waterproof or something weird. And I'd gone into this important interview looking like I'd, had a night out.
No.
But Phoebe, I love that so much. I love that. Mm. Put your favorite outfit on.
Yeah. And I think as women, sometimes we get a bit pre-obsessed with the idea that someone's already seen that outfit before. But I remember doing a podcast interview with Victoria Devine from She's on the Money a few months ago, and she said that she has one dress. I think it's a Nicolas Cage dress that she spent hundreds of dollars on, and because she feels so confident in it, every single time she wears it to every wedding and kind of cocktail event that she goes to, everybody compliments her on her outfit because she holds herself differently, she looks more confident and comfortable in what she's wearing. So I kind of picked up that hack from her, actually.
I love it. I've got these very, very tight, wet look pants.
I know the ones you're talking about from your Instagram.
Yes. Every time I bring them out, I'm surprised that Nookie hasn't reached out to put me on their ambassador program, because those pants got me 65,000 views on LinkedIn.
Stop. What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a real Sandy moment, like a Sandy in Greece moment.
I know. If you follow me on TikTok, I have done a couple of Greece-inspired TikToks with them.
Amazing. Mine's a pair of pants too. It's a pair of red high-waisted pants, and for some reason, all of my outfits are high-waisted. I just love high-waisted pants.
Yeah, I love it.
They're my secret weapon pant. Love that. Okay, another one from you. Should I tell you my favourite one of yours?
Yeah, sure.
It is record pep talks into your phone.
Oh my gosh, if my phone ever got lost or stolen, the stuff on there, this is why I could never run for parliament or anything. My dirt file would just be something else.
That would be the most incredible thing to listen to.
But one of the things you will find on my phone is little recordings where I'm literally like, hey Sal, you gorgeous, amazing, sexy thing you, how good is life? Like, embarrassing.
I love that.
But there is something about hearing encouraging words in your own voice.
Mm.
And if you can write it and then say it out loud, and I do this with my clients as well.
Mm.
We have so many beliefs. All of us do have these limiting beliefs. If we want to change them, we need to write the new thought, say it out loud, and then I believe record it. And play it back. And I've got all sorts of recordings on my phone. Some for business. There was one for relationships. I literally manifested my boyfriend.
Stop.
Through a recording.
Did you just... What was it?
Oh, you
don't have to share it if you don't want to.
It was... Well, first of all, I wrote it.
Yeah.
It was about a page and a half of all of the things I was looking for in a man. Like,
yeah.
Specific.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the age. And funnily enough, that's what he lied about to me in the beginning. So, bit of a rookie
error. A little
white
lie.
But... Yeah, just wrote down exactly what I was looking for and then read it out and then played it every morning and every night. This was during the time when I was trying to stop verbalising how much I hated men every day, by the way. So it was a real reframing that was
taking
place.
We've all been there.
Yeah, understandably. And it totally worked. And so I have one for my business. I have one just for my own personal confidence. Sometimes they're just short little mantras. And I've got another podcast episode where I share what they are.
Oh,
and one
God.
Of them is looking in the mirror every morning and saying, hell yes, queen.
I love that.
And I do it even when I look terrible. Like when I've just woken up with that terrible mascara I mentioned and everything's everywhere, I just look in the mirror and say, hell yes, queen. And I just... Sometimes I even play love songs and imagine that I'm singing them to my younger self.
Oh,
because
that's
I
so
found
beautiful.
It sounds so corny, but honestly,
it's
if
not
you
corny.
Can learn to love yourself and find that self-love,
mm-hmm.
then everybody else is going to feel it.
100%. And it's such a shame that that doesn't come until so much later in life. Do you ever think that? Like looking back into your earlier 20s and your teen years when you were so hard on yourself and so mean to yourself...
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, but we can have these thoughts at any age.
Mm.
So just go in your own time and don't say, oh, well, you know, I'm in my 40s and feel this way, or I'm in my 20s and somebody who's a teenager seems to have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
People that seem to have it all together are either pretending or have seriously been through the fire.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a phoenix. I went into the ashes and I rose like the effing phoenix.
You rose like the queen that you are.
I have.
Yeah.
And I think that's why my things are going so well, because people can sense that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't care. Like, I put those tight pants on. You know what? Am I probably... I can't believe I'm even saying this, but could I be a bit thinner in those pants? Probably. But I just don't care.
No.
Because I heard this thing the other day. It said, we're not what we think we are. We're not what other people think we are. We are what we think other people think we are.
Mm.
So if we
it's
go out
so
there and
true.
Say, everyone's looking at us going, damn girl, you're so hot, then that's the energy you're going to vibrate.
Feed into. 100%. I get that big time. And like we were saying before, you and I this week have just had an off week for no reason. Nothing's actually happened to us. But we were saying before we started recording that we've actually used a couple of these tricks on ourselves this week for no other reason than sometimes you just have a really shitty day.
Yeah, and it really took me by surprise this week, because I have been so good for so long, feeling like I've got it all together. I've been doing my you know, journaling and meditation and my spin classes, and I'm all, you know,
feeling it.
So even when I'm teaching public speaking, rather than try to avoid the crisis of confidence or avoid the fear, it's more about knowing what to do when it happens.
Yeah.
And so this week, even though I was like, oh gosh, what's going on, Sal? I did go and have a shower. I did play my little embarrassing thing on my
phone. They're not embarrassing at all. I'm honestly going to record about 5 when I get home.
Honestly, they really help.
Mm.
And then this isn't one of the hacks, but I had a client that I worked with, and by the end of it, my energy had completely changed. And so doing something that you're good at, actually, I think that is one of them.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Do something you didn't think you could do, or no, call someone who boosts your ego.
Oh, okay.
So I just gave two away in one.
But they're both great ones. The first one there is to call someone who boosts your ego. There are always going to be people who make you feel better.
100%.
Family or friends.
Mm-hmm. And your cheerleaders.
Yeah. And the ones where you can say, oh, I just don't know if this is working out.
Mm-hmm. When you can be really vulnerable in front of them.
Yeah, and especially this week hearing my mum say, it's all right, Sal, you're going really well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my mum who got kicked out of her apartment because there were cracks in the building at Mascot Towers in Sydney. This was about a year ago. I don't know if you've heard that story, but randomly they got told to evacuate it on a Friday afternoon because the building was compromised and they haven't been able to move back in.
What?
Yeah. Then her house almost burnt down the coast in the fires. And then she's pretty much lost her job because she's a flight attendant, you know, and she's in aviation.
Oh, gosh.
And so hearing someone, oh, I guess it's my mum, so it's a bit of a different relationship, but
she everything still she's has gone, optimism.
Everything she's gone through to have optimism,
mm-hmm.
and tell me that I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
It really gives perspective.
Yeah, it's hearing those things from someone that you really trust and that you know has your best interest at heart as well, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
For sure.
Well, one of my less serious ones, a bit of a non-serious segue out of there, is music.
Mm.
Music has always really, really helped me. And I've said on multiple different occasions in different episodes of this podcast that I have about 45 different playlists on my Spotify that correlate to different kind of moods. So the one that I normally speak about is called Slay All Day, but that's more for like getting ready to go out, maybe if I'm not in a great mood.
And
it's kind of, yeah, I'll send it to you. It's that one's more like MILF Money by Fergie, Sorry Not Sorry Demi Lovato, like that kind of slay vibe. Whereas the one I listen to when I'm feeling a little bit doubtful in myself is actually called Be Brave. And I made this one, I think it must have been before I was going for a big job interview, or I can't remember what it was, but I made it specifically because I knew that on the way to this particular interview or event, I wanted to be feeling confident. So I made this playlist called Be Brave, and the songs on it are things like Fighter, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Brave by Sarah Bareilles. Raw by Katy Perry. Reach for the Stars, S Club 7. But the one that always works, always, always, always without fail, is Born This Way, Lady Gaga.
Oh,
I don't know what it is about that song, but there's something in it that always puts me in a good mood.
It's like Cheap Thrills by Sia for me.
Yeah.
It just always puts
everyone's
me in a great
got mood. One of those songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I find music, if you're listening to it in the car, just on your headphones at work, wherever you are, it's so accessible and it can change your mood like that.
You've got to be strict on it though, because sometimes when you're wallowing, you'll play the wallowing music. Like, don't do what I did. When I was in a real rut, I would just crank the really sad country music.
Oh, and I've got a playlist called Too Bad So Sad, which is full of those songs.
So the idea is when you're feeling bad, don't just like wallow deeper into it with your glass of wine and, you know, playing really sad Nashville hits.
Have you seen that meme on Instagram that's a boy in the rain washing his car with a hose, and the caption is, when you try and fix being sad with listening to sad music? So good.
And again, it comes with practice.
It
so
does.
Again, not pushing away the feeling, but saying, I'm going to get better and better at using the strategies.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes it's okay to cry. Sometimes you need to cry, but sometimes you really just need a bit of a confidence boost.
That's absolutely right.
Yes. Okay, one of your next ones?
Do we mention it? Do something that you didn't think you could do.
Yes.
And this is a bit controversial.
Oh,
because some people would be
like,
okay, for example, I'm not very good at riding a bike. And if I went out and tried to do it and then fell over, which did happen one time, I don't think I'm going to be feeling much better about myself. Yes. Like I accomplished something.
Yes.
But sometimes it can really work by trying something that you just didn't think you could do, and you can go, you can say, oh, I did that. For example, I attempted the Savage Dance on TikTok.
Did you? I wanted to do that the whole time through lockdown and I didn't do it.
And it took me so, so long and I couldn't do it all. So what I said to myself is, okay, I know I can't, well, not can't. It was more of a time factor. I was like, how many hours can I spend on this? And so I just took out some of the moves. So I just
adapted it.
I modified it, just like the gym, right?
Yes, yes.
I was doing push-ups on my knees.
You can progress or regress.
Exactly. And then when I posted it, I didn't even care who watched it because I was like, oh my gosh.
Just proud of yourself.
I was proud of myself.
Yeah.
And so often these things we feel we can't do come from childhood experiences. So mm-hmm. for me, it was because I always loved being in the school productions but was so bad at dancing that even when I was in the chorus, someone had to come along separately and take me through the moves.
That shocks me. You just strike me as the kind of person who's really got the moves. And I've seen you dance on TikTok.
Well, I dance a lot now.
Mm.
I'm really embracing the body movement and not worrying. Like, no. If someone watches me and says, gee, she's a bad dancer, like, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not going to stop me doing
it. No, God, no. It's like I got really also sucked into the WAP dance warp.
Oh,
I sat on Instagram one night because I found the choreographer of the WAP dance and he does it sensationally, obviously, and I got into this deep, deep, deep spiral of all of the different versions that were on Instagram. Some of them are terrible, but they're still entertaining, and good on you for giving it a go, because you know what? I was never brave enough to do it, even though I really, really wanted to do it.
Yeah, and that's interesting as well. When you see stuff on social media and your first reaction is kind of a, oh, I wouldn't do that, whether it's a raunchy photo or a really raw post of someone being really real and you reject it, that's really saying more about you than it is about them.
Agreed.
It's speaking to your own fear, so...
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I might do the Savage Dance on TikTok tonight then.
But Phoebe, you're very good at dancing. You'll be fine. It won't take you 2 seconds.
Watch this face. My third and final hack, and this is actually something that I learned from a Tony Robbins podcast, which is very, very random, but it is to take on an alter ego sometimes.
Ah, yes.
Which again might be a controversial thing to say, but I developed this one when I was about 24 when I just started teaching group fitness. And I was so in my head about all the things I had to remember. I was worried about if the class would like me, if I'd be able to keep up with exercising and talking and all of the jazz that goes with it. And I remember listening to this particular episode and he said that a lot of athletes and very, very famous performers take on alter egos because as humans, we kind of are our own roadblock sometimes and we can't perform the way we need to perform because we're so worried about other people's perceptions of us. So that's like, I guess that's Beyonce has Sasha Fierce and, you know, Lady Gaga's name isn't Lady Gaga. It's like Stephanie something, but she morphs into Lady Gaga and things like that to be able to perform at the level that you do. So I created an alter ego for myself called Polly, and she's basically Phoebe, but a very heightened version of Phoebe, a very heightened, excited, laughy, cheery, happy cheerleader version of myself. And I still use her a lot of the time if I'm doing presentations or like podcast shows or teaching group fitness or doing any of that stuff, because it's still you. It's just a heightened version of yourself, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it comes from, I've got a background in drama, and when you can go into different characters, it's a really great way of adapting to different scenarios.
Mm.
So I guess my normal state of character works most of the time.
Yeah.
But I name my inner voice.
Do you?
She's Kathy. When really? Kathy says something that I don't like, I'm just like, oh, F off Kathy.
Like the mastering your mean girl thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, in wow. a way.
So it becomes, the negative voice becomes a character that I can...
Just kick out.
Kick out. Yeah, but I think that definitely works.
I love that.
If you're afraid of public speaking, it's a really good thing to do to say, it's not me. They're not rejecting what I'm saying. They're not thinking I'm good enough. I'm going to become, I don't know, make up some fabulous name. And whoever you've made up, they don't care what anyone thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you feel that inner voice telling you you're feeling rejected, you'll be a bit more removed from it.
So you shouldn't picture the audience naked. You should do that.
God, picturing the audience naked would scare you off the stage.
That's like the myth that people always say when if someone says that they're scared of public speaking, people always seem to say to them, oh, just picture the audience naked.
Well, if you liked these confidence hacks, I do have an episode of my podcast called Yes. Public Speaking Mindset Hacks. And I share my top three hacks that you can use when you freak out about public speaking.
I love that. I'll link all of these episodes in the show notes below. Now, there's just one more hack of yours that I quickly want to touch on before we finish up, and that is exercise, which I love.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, think about in your life the times that everything's been going well are usually the times when you're feeling the most fit.
Mm. It's not a coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm. This is just an anecdotal thing. For me, when I've been carrying a bit of extra weight, or not even about the weight, but not,
it's the mindset.
Not in a routine,
yeah,
everything else has been a bit sluggish. Whereas I go to Inspire Cycle and inspired by, like, I love boxing at the moment as well. And it's become a big part of my life. And it's just what I do. And I've prioritized it as well. There is nothing more important than that. I get my days off, self days off as well. And look, if you've seen me in person, I don't look like I go to the gym.
Oh my goodness, stop it. But going to the gym is not an aesthetic thing. I think the aesthetic part is kind of a nice byproduct. I think it's more a mindset thing, and you feel strong. That's the way that I would best describe working out in the morning, for example. I then feel strong and accomplished for the rest of my day.
Absolutely. And do I sometimes come home from just bashing the bag for 45 minutes and walk in, take the gloves off, and then grab the bottle of wine? Like, I do that.
Me too. At least once a week.
But I find generally when you're training, you're also eating better and in a better mood.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I would 100% agree.
For sure.
Well, those are some incredible hacks that I'm going to incorporate into my own life, especially the pep talks and the phone. So as I always finish all of my episodes, what is the one piece of advice that you would like to leave all of these lovely listeners with?
Oh, I think it would have to be around the self-love. Practice looking in the mirror and making that person your best friend. Yourself is really the only person that is with you from the beginning till the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you want to live your life with an enemy or with an ally? You know, so when you wake up and you look in the mirror, just say, hell yes, queen, which is what I say. But just honestly be like, yep, we've got this. Today, we've got this. And so you're always with an ally, not an enemy.
That is phenomenal advice. After a whole episode of phenomenal advice, I'm going to finish by just reinstating one of your pieces of advice, which is record some pep talks into your phone, because you are all queens. Don't you second guess me.
Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.